I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, March 20. Coming up, HAJ clarifies recent financial status reports, government to roll out mobile app targeting young people, and Justice Ministry to undertake construction and rehabilitation of courts. The news in detail after the break.
Planning to install solar panels? Don't buy just any solar equipment. Get the best quality. Equipment should be certified by international certification companies such as UL or TUV. Visit UL.com or TUV.com to see trusted brands. Contact the Bureau of Standards Jamaica to ensure your solar equipment is approved for local use. Ask your supplier for proof your panels meet international requirements and ask about after-sales services, warranties, maintenance, and repairs. It's a major investment, so ensure you get the best. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. The Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ, is moving to clarify recent reports regarding its financial status. Chairman of HAJ, Norman Brown, says media reports indicating that the agency is projected to lose some $900 million during the current financial year are erroneous. He says the agency is in fact projected to make a solid profit. Mr. Brown says the HAJ reported losses of $900 million for the 2015-16 fiscal year prior to the tenure of the agency's current board.
So far in this current financial year, which ends on the 31st of March, we are projected to return a profit of $61 million. We consider a tremendous turnaround by virtue of the size of the loss as against what we are reporting today.
The HAJ chairman adds that the agency is on the path to financial stability, noting that the agency has reduced its debt and has taken action to stem its losses on various projects. He adds that in the short to medium term, the agency will bring several new housing development projects to market, which will help maintain its profitable trajectory. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is fine-tuning a mobile application which will serve as a resource guide for young people. State Minister Floyd Green says the app should be rolled out in April.
And it will have practical uses. So for example, you want to find where jobs are being offered, there's a job portal site. You want to write a resume, we actually have a guideline on how you can do your resume right there in the app. So we're going to do what they call beta testing now, where we're going to have at least 100 young people try it out, see how they like it.
Mr. Green was speaking in an interview with JIS News at the recent staging of the Elevate Youth Festival in Kingston. The Elevate Youth Festival provided a space for young people to showcase their talents in digital art, music, technology, and youth lifestyle while benefiting from the exchange of knowledge and experiences via discussion panels, workshops, and networking activities. The Ministry of Justice says construction and rehabilitation of courts, as well as an increase in personnel, are among measures being undertaken this fiscal year to improve access to justice. Portfolio Minister Delroy Chuck says two additional courthouses will be built in Montego Bay to accommodate civil cases, as well as possibly provide for a continuous circuit. He says discussions have started to increase the number of personnel working in the court system as part of efforts to reduce case backlogs.
The Chief Justice, myself, and the Minister of Finance personnel, we met here in the Chief Justice's office to look at the present establishment. I have been in touch with the Minister of Finance to say that the levels must be raised. We need more clerks, we need more prosecutors, and we need more personnel so that the courts can function.
Minister Chuck was speaking at a recently held public education fair at the Supreme Court in Kingston. He says the ministry has already started to increase the number of prosecutors and aims to continue to boost the number of personnel in the judiciary during the upcoming fiscal year. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the relocation of outpatient services from the Cornwall Regional Hospital is being done as seamlessly as possible. 11 critical medical services have already been relocated to the newly retrofitted facility at the Seventh-day Adventist Church's Western Jamaica Conference Center in Mount Salem, which is adjacent to the hospital. Dental, psychiatry, and OBGYN clinics should be relocated to the facility within a few days in order to have all outpatient services under one roof. Psychiatry is being offered at the Holy Trinity Church, while dental and OBGYN services are being offered at the Barnett Clinic. Minister Tufton says he's happy that the services are within close proximity, adding that the interest and well-being of patients are at the forefront of all decisions being made. The clinics currently serve 450 to 500 outpatients per day, and the minister expects that as the system becomes more organized, the number of patients will near the 700 client capacity of Cornwall Regional. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.